'cause I got all that you need.
Piazza Extra, Cyan Farm, and Estate Pleasant are the places to shop for groceries on St. Croix. This week, save on Coca-Cola products, 12-pack, 2 for $9. Fresh pork shoulder picnic, family pack, $1.49 a pound. Whitehall cheese slices, 10.6-ounce package, 99 cents. Libby's mixed vegetables, 15-ounce can, 99 cents. Piazza Extra, Cyan Farm, and Estate Pleasant. More food for less. Stop by today.
Piazza got all that you need.
I'm John Raines, owner of Leewood Insurance. Leewood is not your typical insurance agency. With Leewood, you'll know the name of your agent, and even better, we'll know you. Customer service is our top priority. We work hard to find the best rates for your auto, personal property, and commercial insurance. You can visit us on the web at leewoodinsurance.vi, call us at 718-6900, or, best of all, come by and visit us in Princess Plaza on Northside Road. Come to the Leewood side. We've got you covered.
Hi, this is Elmer for Food Town. And Food Town would like to welcome all the Iron Man 70.3 triathletes and their families and friends to St. Croix. And remember, whether you need to carb up or wind down, Food Town has everything you need. And also what you don't need. Like long lines at the checkout counter. Or stuff that's not fresh. Food Town is the number one choice for groceries by triathletes from around the world. Food Town on the Northside Road in La Grande Princesse.
There are 350 ways to save summer in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Because here in Paradise, we think summer deserves more. More fun. More adventure. More culture. More possibilities. More meaning. Save $350 on your vacation package with our Sizzlin' Sampler promotion. Book now at Travelocity.com/USVI and do your part to save summer. Because summer's worth saving.
Chris Hanley of Farchetti & Hanley Real Estate wishes all of the athletes from St. Croix and afar, especially our very own Katie Budenheck, the best of luck in competing in the St. Croix Ironman 70.3. This is an extremely challenging and exciting race, and it's an honor to welcome such phenomenal athletes, their family and friends to this beautiful island. If you fall in love with St. Croix the way we have and want to call this home, let Farchetti & Hanley show you how easy it is to purchase your own piece of paradise. Farchetti & Hanley has been selling St. Croix for over 80 years, and they are the local experts in helping buyers find that perfect island property. Please contact them today at 340-277-1364. That's 340-277-1364, or visit them online at www.chrishanley.com.
95.1 WJKC Christiansted, Charlotte Amaya, 90.9 FM CJKC, Roadtown Tortola, Virgin Gorda, and worldwide at aisle95.com.
You know, there's always something new at ABC Janitors in Gallows Bay. Besides their complete line of pool chemicals, ABC now carries a new pool cleaning system that doesn't require a costly retrofitting of your pool. It's called the Pool Rover, which will pay for itself in no time by cutting down on cleaning costs. The economical Pool Rover vacuum cleaning system, with its own self-contained filtering system, eliminates time-consuming vacuuming with an unwieldy long pole and heavy vacuum head. Just plug in the Rover power pack, put the compact unit into your pool, and it does the rest to automatically clean your pool. Give ABC Janitors a call at 773-3780 for more information, or just stop by their convenient Gallows Bay office. And remember, at Gallows Bay, parking is never a problem.
Number one, Aisle 95, presents live coverage of the St. Croix Ironman 70.3 with Ryan Nugent, Steve Niski, and on-air producer Tony Santos in the studio, Kathleen McManus and Dave Ragsdale in the transition area, Kim Jones in the swim boat, Jimmy Riccatello tracking the pro men triathletes, and John Harper tracking the pro women triathletes. Broadcast coverage of the St. Croix Ironman 70.3 is brought to you by the USVI Department of Tourism, Alley Galley in downtown Christiansted, Marshall and Sterling Insurance in Gallows Bay and Sunny Isle, Chris Hanley of Farchette and Hanley Real Estate, Comanche Mill on the boardwalk downtown Christiansted, Plaza Extra St. Croix and St. Thomas, Napa Auto Parts in Castle Coakley, visit stcroix.com,
Food Town, La Grande Princess. Leeward Insurance, La Grande Princess. Sunny Isle Shopping Center, where St. Croix loves to shop. The Check Me Out app for Android. The Dolphin Swim Team. Blue Water Terrace. Straker Motors on the North Side Road. ABC Janitors in Gallows Bay. Angry Nate's on the Boardwalk, downtown Christiansted. And the Settler's Handbook for the U.S. Virgin Islands.
All right, welcome back to your on-air coverage of the 24th annual St. Croix Ironman 70.3 Triathlon on this wonderful but kind of rainy Sunday, May 6th. We got Steve Niskey in the studio here with us. I'm Ryan Nugent. We also got Josh Rames doing our social networking from the studio on Twitter and Facebook. In the transition area, we got Kathleen McManus, Kim Jones, and Dave Ragsdale. And for our men's pro correspondent, we got Jimmy Riccatello. And for our women's, John Harper. We're going to go right now, before we hit Jimmy up, into our transition area. Ladies, tell us what's going on there right now.
I'm gonna have to stop and butt in here because I just got an exciting message from the Cotton Valley Fire Station out on the East End. Christopher N. Orion out by the fire station, 7-2-19 just passed by. Lance is really far ahead. That's the text that I got.
Wow,
so
look at
exciting
that.
Exciting things are starting to happen. Okay, ladies, we're back to you.
Okay, well, we just had our first sprint finisher come in, and I am down below, so I can't see the numbers, and we... So if somebody could give me a number on who our first sprint finisher is, that would be fantastic. But we just had our first sprint finisher come in, so congratulations on that.
Jerome Bergeron
from Quebec is our first sprint finisher, so congratulations. There you go.
All right, Kathy, I'm going to be looking for Julie Eckerd, the wife of our noted St. Croix attorney, Mark Eckerd. She's in the race, and if you could track her down, let's say hello.
Well, I will do my best, but I'm kind of hindered by cables. I can't see so well. So as soon as Kathleen gets back here, she's going to have a better vantage point. But we also had our last pro woman just come through this loop, so they're all on their back leg now at this point. So good news all the way around. The field is moving progressively. And I'm going to shoot it back to you guys.
Okay, once again, we have a Lance Armstrong alert. He is riding his heart out, and we all know that Lance Armstrong has a heart that's bigger than a dump truck. He is coming out of Cotton Valley, so he will be heading his ways through Solitude. Everybody out at Ziggy's is probably going wild by now, so look for him to head out there, down past Ziggy's, Coakley Bay, where the Culture Pelican is, and then he'll be heading up East Hill. So there we go, Lance Armstrong on the move.
Still got some other men on the field, and right now we're trying to get an update. Jimmy, are you out there? Can you see anything from your vantage point right now?
Yes, I can. Lance is, in fact, stretching his lead out little by little. At mile 45, he had about a minute lead. He looks to be gaining steadily. He is riding very strong. Pilat seems to be laboring a little bit. Pot still looks pretty light on his feet on the climbs. But they are steadily losing time. Lance is going Tour de France on these guys on the descent.
He's kicking it in.
Oh. He's kicking it in. You got one little hill there at East Hill. He's going to be getting up. There's a nice little switch back there. And that is going to probably be his final challenge. And then he will just be mainlining down the hill and over through past Chenet Bay on the way to Cheeseburgers in Paradise. So he's got some flats, and he's going to be picking up speed all the way. I believe that.
And talk about an exciting race, and it's not just about the men, it's all about the women, too. We're understanding a new change of developments is taking place. John Harper, are you out there? Let us know what's happening.
I am. I'm out of the state south gate, and I'm just going through the intersection. I'm switching over to the north shore to catch up with the women as they come the other way. Nina Kraft is with a large group of cyclists, just about the 35-mile mark at this point. Maybe 36, 37 at this point, going through Union Mount Washington. She's 7.5 minutes back at the last check, so I think that Angela Nace and Mary Beth Ellis are consolidating their race now. Last time I saw them was about mile 30, and they were with each other. Actually, they were at mile 32, very close together. I'm now at Cheeseburgers in Paradise, and there's a lot of vehicles coming my way, lots of lights. Lots of excitement. It looks like the leader, Lance Armstrong, is coming through right by Cheeseburgers in Paradise. Very exciting moment for St. Croix. Lance in the lead. The cheeseburger's in paradise.
Wow, that is excellent.
He doesn't stop for one of those beef and bean burritos, delicious as they are.
That will just end the race right there once you get one of those. Kim Jones and Kathleen in the transition area. Ladies, what are you hearing down there?
Well, Kathleen is having a breakfast burrito.
Don't give none of those to Lance.
But listen,
but no beans, right?
The sprint triathletes are coming in. In fact, the third finisher was a woman. She's here from Colorado. She's doing a great job and incredible. The second finisher was out of San Juan, Puerto Rico. So our Puerto Rican contingent has shown their force. It's incredible. So we're looking for our first We're looking for our first local finisher in the sprint triathlon. They're coming in, and of course we're looking for the transition here from bike to run, which is going to happen very shortly.
Very shortly.
This is John Harper, back at Cheeseburgers again.
Go right ahead, John.
I just wanted to mention that Edgardo Velez of Puerto Rico, number 22, is doing Puerto Rico very proud. He's not too far. He's not in contention for the lead, obviously, but he's the top regional athlete as far as I can tell.
Okay, this is Edgardo Velez, yes?
Just now, number 2 and number 19 are going by. That would be Andy Potts. He's at 1 minute and 25 seconds. And number 19, Stefan Poulat, at about 1:30.
All right, things are heating up, coming down the East End. So right now we're past Cheeseburgers in Paradise, and we have that one critical turn there where there a little water does seem to sit, and then we'll be heading our way to past Green Key Marina for everybody that's out on the road there. Let's keep an eye out. It's time for the Lance Alert. The man is flying on that bicycle.
I guess I missed that. I was gone for a second to get some refill there. And what, he's pulled ahead now? Is that right? Is that what I'm hearing?
Lance Armstrong's got more than a minute lead on everyone.
Oh, my God! A 1 minute and 19 second lead, which is pretty incredible. How strong of a runner is he?
Well, we're going to see, aren't we?
We're going to see.
That is the question that
remains.
The
two guys that are up close to him have been known to be slightly better runners, but I don't know if they got, Lance Armstrong has got heart.
Wait a minute. I've got burrito on my brain. but it was a good avocado pit burrito, so she's okay. But, yeah, a minute and 19 second lead is pretty tremendous, and, of course, the bike is not done, so they still have that much more time to build that lead.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of building up the lead, let's hear from Jimmy to see where we're getting with the rest of the men so far. Jimmy?
Hey, guys. Lance was, in fact, a minute and a half ahead of Poulat and Potts. We are now headed towards Lowry Hill, and I'll get a split for you guys from the top of Lowry Hill.
All right. That's excellent.
That is beautiful, man. I'm not shocked, but I mean, this is really, really an amazing race. And it's true, though, as Jimmy and was pointing out, as well as Dave Ragsdale, John Harper, as well, who knows so many of these guys and do this kind of coverage a lot.
Hey, guys, I can give you an update if you want.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry about that. Hey, just want to note again that this is shaping up to be a super exciting race. Poulat's a decent runner. Potts is an excellent runner. Lance is a runner in progress, and it's going to be a great run to watch. So I'm excited.
Right, we have a location on them yet. They should be. They're past Cheeseburgers, coming down. They must be getting close to the Buccaneer or coming by Mike Lustig's house over on the corner there. So keep an eye out for them, and it's going to be an exciting finish. That transition, how soon they can get off the bike into the road shoes and off and running, is going to tell a tale.
I love how Jimmy just put it, man, that Lance Armstrong is a runner in progress. And I believe Jimmy and or Dave was talking a little earlier about he has really, really been working on his run, especially since a couple of the prior races. So we're going to see just how far he's come. But a minute and a half, wow, that's an amazing pull away at this point. Absolutely. But Kathleen, that would make you and I like runners in knots. with the circle with the X through it.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Exactly.
There you go. Ladies, whenever I feel like running, I generally lie down until the feeling goes away.
Well, this is just really, I mean, you should see the crowd that's filling in here. And, of course, with a lot of the roads closed, I'm really impressed with the fact that people are actually walking into town from miles away.
This
Absolutely.
Great.
It's great to see the community
carrying
support.
Carrying umbrellas. There's some really fabulous, a couple of the people have their Dominican rigueur, de rigueur, the rubber boots on out here. Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and a lot of the little girls especially are so colorful, and it's just a gorgeous Caribbean crowd out here to witness
our first local finisher in the sprint.
Oh, beautiful.
Yay.
Did you catch the name number?
I think it was Jamie Sallow.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll check in with Dave. Shout out to all of our volunteers. If you're
a volunteer, raise your hand. Yes. All right, we may have a local coming in, our first local on the Sprint Triathlon, on the Sprint Series, and we'll be looking forward to a name. Yes, the excitement is building. A lot of people are changing their areas and starting to head downtown, and it's going to be an exciting run. Everybody positioned along the East End Road from the Mount Welcome Station and Stop and Save over by the Canegada Ballpark all the way up through the Buccaneer. It's going to be an exciting place to watch the run.
Definitely is. And, of course, I'm just excited, just like everybody else, to see what it comes down to for this men's run at the final. And I know Andy Potts has a lot of energy left in him. And I know even Bazzoni, last year I saw him and Creod go head-to-head, pulling it out. It was basically a foot race to the finish.
Wow.
So to see what happens at the end, leading up to it, is going to be remarkable, and this is a worldwide event that everybody should.
One of my favorite spots is over in front of was over in front of Schooner Bay, because the guys have come out of the very tough section of the Buccaneer Hotel, and they're cruising in that last downhill section before they head through town, and that is where some distance gets made up.
John Harper with a quick update for us, John.
I just wanted to mention quickly, Kellen Hood of St. Croix works at the Buccaneers, having an excellent day. He's running a group with Nina Kraft, but right now it has been 7 minutes since Lance Armstrong went by, and there's a group of seven top men going by. I'll try to get some numbers for you. Number four, number 11, Gasperi. Number one, Maxim Kriot. Number five, looks like number six, and number 15 or 16 have all gone by between...
All right, looks like we broke off with John real quick, but he seems to be getting some numbers. Here we go.
In 15 seconds, those six or seven riders just went by. Big gap.
That's a huge gap.
It is.
And we just wanted to let you know that we have got several local finishers now in the sprint series. And it's been very impressive. I know that we had our first National Guard team winner come across the finish line here in the sprint series.
Beautiful.
And we've got the list.
All right.
Jerome Bergeron was the first.
Yeah, Jerome Bergeron was the first. But here's an interesting little tidbit. The third person across the line, Juliana Battisi-Morley out of Centennial, Colorado. So girls.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Girl power, I think they call that, don't they?
Yeah.
Chasing them hard. Thank you, Dave. Well, Dave, I don't know if you heard the word on this. Lance Armstrong is now pulling a 7-minute lead, and the bikers, they are soon to be arriving down here to change for the run. Is that right? They should be here.
They're
just going by the Buccaneer at this. John Harper's last update was from the Buccaneer. So anybody out there pulling for Lance Armstrong, he has, at the last update, pulled out a 7-minute lead.
So, Jimmy, do you hear us? Jimmy, can you tell us where you are with the pro men?
I'm at the top of Lowry Hill waiting for Mr. Lance Armstrong to come by, and he's followed by Andy Potts, one of the best in the business, and Stefan Poulat. And I'll get you a split here in just a second.
Okay, that would be great. Of course, Lowry Hill is known for being pretty slick and dangerous, so... and with this rain and a little bit of debris on there, it could be pretty dicey, so I'm sure they'll be careful.
Lance just came by Lowry Hill looking great. He looks confident. Really, I wish I could see the other side of Lowry Hill, the descent. And I'm going to wait for Poulat and Potts to come by. I'll give you a split in approximately a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
All right, we'll stand by for that. That's incredible. So the standings are as they were before. The top three have remained unchanged for the last 15 minutes of this race. That's incredible. We have more sprint finishers coming in right now. And sounds like another Christian Stead child. Look at this young man. Oh, my goodness. These kids, I don't know, they keep letting these youngsters come in. So let's go back to the studio.
All right, it's exciting. We're having local athletes come in on the sprint, and we have Lance Armstrong heading into Lowry Hill, where he's going to make the turn by the gas station there. And I got a little swallowed up, and I forgot they were making that loop through Union Mount Washington again.
Slide oversight.
They're not going by Green Key Marina. Everybody, we're looking at Lance Armstrong, Pearl at Pearl B. Larson School in the Pickle Creek, and they're heading their way down to Gallows Bay. So, guys, be prepared. All right, let's talk to Kevin.
Hey, Josh. Yeah, definitely, with our update on our Twitter.
How do I sign on to Twitter?
If you try to follow us on Twitter, we're at @Isle_95, and, you know, we got all the updates. You know, we're keeping you up to date, definitely. I want to send a shout-out to one of our listeners right now, Aaron Generalucci up in Tampa. Definitely, he's loving the races. He's loving what's going on, and he's sending his love. So
I understand it's, like, pictures updated, every minute on there, too.
Yeah. We're updating pictures. We're giving you in the studio. We're giving you race shots. We're also putting up videos. Basically, we're running the gamut on everything that we can show.
Definitely, we got the coverage for you all here, and we got some very gifted correspondents in the field with us right now as well. Steve, what we're going to do, let's take it to the transition area real quick to find out what's going
on. Let's do that.
We are moments away from most likely the top men coming into the transition area again to go out on the run. Now, from our position, we are inside the, what is this called again?
Scale house.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like fish?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
the scale house.
As in weighing things.
Anyway,
scale behind
we
you.
Won't be able to see. There's a big crowd now gathered where they'll be biking into kick off and get out on the run immediately. So I'll try to go up on the stage and at least see.
Yeah.
But we're moments away from that, so don't cut away to commercials so that we can definitely see where is Lance Armstrong and where's Andy Potts. This is really getting to be an exciting race out here. And again, and right in downtown Christiansted, so far so great on the weather. It's still nice and cool, but not raining.
And for all of you who watched the Kentucky Derby yesterday and saw it was one hell of a race, this is going to be one hell of a finish to this triathlon.
Lance Armstrong by a nose.
Well, you can't predict. But it's going to be very competitive all the way to the end, just like the Kentucky Derby was yesterday.
Beautiful.
And more sprint finishers are coming in as we're speaking. So let's shoot it back to you guys.
Let's hear from Jimmy and John. All right, in the meantime, once again, we're on the Lance Armstrong alert. He should be moving his way into town now, and we're looking for him to come flying by Schooner Bay and Stop and Save and making his way into town to the transition area.
I think we got John on the line. John, go right ahead.
Angela Nace just went by in first place. She's apparently left Mary Beth behind. I haven't seen her yet. I'm looking for Mary Beth Ellis in second place.
Wow,
but Angela Nace just went by about 20 seconds ago. No sign of Mary Beth.
Wow, can you hit us with that again? Repeat those numbers for us.
Angela Nace just went by.
Okay, Angela Lath has taken the lead. She, who set the women's course record last year at 2 hours 33 on the 56-mile bike run, has overtaken Mary Beth Ellis and has kind of left her in the dust. Wow.
Yeah.
And we're starting to hear sirens here in town, so I'm assuming that the pro men are en route.
Yes,
very
you are
close.
On full Lance alert.
And again at Cotton Valley.
Go right ahead.
Mary Beth Ellis is just going by in second place. 1 minute and 5 seconds behind Angela Nace. Again, Mary Beth Ellis, number 53, just went by in second place.
The man were following the emperor for the weekend.
That's right. Okay, so now we got Mary Beth following Angela.
That's right. We have a change in the women's race, and the men's race is, again, it's heating up with Lance Armstrong making his way into town. That transition, how can he get off that bicycle, get into his running flats, and get on the road? It's going to be a long race, and it's going to take a lot of work, especially in the Buccaneer.
And we have to give a quick forewarning. Ladies down there in the transition area, please don't get in Mr. Armstrong's way. Allow him to go through there, as well as the other athletes. All right, Kathleen? Don't stop it for any questions.
No, and as much as she wants to share her burrito, you know, we're not going to let her do it. We're going to keep her right here. I'm tethered. I'm tethered to the table here. But, you know, she is
cordless. I'm sorry, Lance Armstrong has just had it. I'm sorry, did you catch up? Go ahead. I'm just like standing on the... Lance Armstrong just left the transition area to start on the run. That was an amazing... I was just watching the transition. It was so exciting. Once you on, once you off, he gone.
That was quick. Sorry, Kim. It's all right.
He's off the bike, has both shoes on, and is running down
the
street.
He is gone. He's back on the road running, yo, for true.
He even changes his shoes fast, man.
I don't know.
One way out.
I don't know what the time is like for is Andy still in second out there? John, Jimmy? He didn't
lay down his cloak. All right, so we got a spot on Lance Armstrong, and in the excitement, we kind of lost Andy Potts and Oscar and the rest of the guys, or Stefan Poulard. So we'll be looking to see how they are going to take to the street.
And you should probably be seeing them momentarily, if not by now. Do you see Andy or Stefan down there, Kathleen or Kim?
No, not as yet. I do not. And
well, Andy and Stefan are confident runners, so I think they're going to probably keep their wits about them, and we're just going to keep our fingers crossed for Lance Armstrong. And again, that Buccaneer is going to be telling a tale.
So far, he's doing what he needed to do, man. He pulled out a nice little lead in the bike. Andy Potts just coming into the transition area now. And Poulard. They're going to be about 140.
Maybe 145 down. All right, that's Kathleen.
Yeah, they're running about 140, 145 down from the lead behind Lance Armstrong at this point.
All right, that is not going to be that difficult. This is going to be neck and neck.
Neck and neck.
It's going to be a neck and neck race there.
Jimmy, are you still out there? What do you think about the kind of lead that Lance Armstrong took into the transition to the run? Are you out there, Jimmy?
I am out here. I'm actually at the East End service station waiting for the runners to come by. I've not seen the fourth place cyclist come through yet, and it's got to be 5 minutes. It's got to be 5 minutes since the three leaders have gone by. So I'll get you a split and some numbers of the fourth through fifth, sixth, seventh cyclists when they come through.
That's a big difference, a really big difference.
We'll see if he can keep to, but the difference between Andy and Poulard and Lance is only about a minute and 45. Is that correct?
Yeah, 140. Get that?
Okay,
140.
Yeah, and then a bigger split to the fourth place there.
It seems like that one of the experts.
Go ahead.
Seems like what the experts are saying, it seems to be coming to fruition. It looks like Lance got the lead that he wanted, but it also is a strong position for Potts as well, because he's no slouch when it comes to distance running. He can push it to, it's going to be a really exciting race, I got to say at this point, Steve.
Right.
Well, it's going to be interesting about the road conditions, because traditionally in normal weather, that pavement would be smoking hot by about this time. So perhaps that's going to give a little extra wind to the weaker runner.
I think John Harper has something to say from the women's course.
Let's go to John Harper real quick.
I just spoke to Angela Nace. We're approaching the hill, what many people know as Miss B Road. And I asked Angela if she had any comments for the audience. She said, this is fun. She's having a great time. She has a big smile on her face.
Beautiful.
Those are some words, because a true racer to call an event like this fun. I'm sure it is fun. For me, it's called pain.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, that East End Loop is real. You know, it's a nice little challenge there, and to have that kind of conditioning, to be happy and a big smile on your face as you're heading your way to transition is a beautiful thing.
John, it sounds like her spirits were up, but did you ask her any perspective of how she's doing? Is she having any difficulties or anything like of that nature?
Angela, you have any problems at all? You feel good? She feels great. She gave me a thumbs up. She's looking really good and relaxed. We're heading down a hill, so I'll sign off now. She's about a minute and 20 seconds still ahead of Mary Beth Ellis.
But that's excellent.
All right. Thank you, John Harper, for that excellent reporting with Angela.
And, Steve, it is true, as you were saying before, about the run portion. It's the same thing that Dave Ragsdale, also Jimmy and John were saying earlier about this weather being cool, that the run may be kind of evened out because of that. If it was much hotter conditions, then some of the stronger, the people used to that might pull ahead. But this cool, nice weather for the run portion of the pro men's and pro women's is really going to tell the tale in the next few minutes. Of course, for updating everybody out there, Lance Armstrong is currently in first place for the men's pro, and Angela Nate pulled up to first place as well, right? And she's feeling good. Is that what you, how John Harper was reporting?
She's got more than a minute on. She's got more than a minute on her second position. So
on Mary,
on Mary Beth, yes.
Okay, beautiful, man. So far, so good.
Oh, life is good. It's getting exciting. Everybody on the island of St. Croix, let's head downtown for the wild finish to this year's St. Croix Half Ironman Triathlon.
And like our, go ahead.
Yeah, no, everyone head downtown. It's going to be an exciting finish, and there is going to be a lot of party going on.
Jimmy Riccatello is trying to get on.
Jimmy,
please
come
let him.
On.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jimmy.
It is busy. I'm at the East End service station, and athletes number 4, 11, and 3 rode by in 4th, 5th, and 6th place. I'm going to guess, and I didn't get an accurate time split, I'm going to guess they're 5 minutes behind the leader. And behind that, I know Oscar Galindez was in that group.
Yeah, Oscar Galindez is number 4. Number 11 is Alessandro Di Gasperi of Italy. And what was the third number? 3 is Bazzoni from New Zealand.
And Frederick Van Leer was about a minute behind those guys. Maxime Criot was also maybe 30 seconds behind those three people that I just named off. So everybody's still within striking distance. It's going to make for a great, exciting run.
It's going to make for an exciting finish, to say the least. All right, this is where the hills in the Buccaneer Hotel are going to come into play, and that's going to take a little bit of power from you. As you're going outside of town, you got that nice long uphill portion, and the Buccaneer, I think, is going to be another. Once again, the Buccaneer is going to tell the tale.
Go ahead, John.
I'm just with Mary Beth Ellis. She's at Cheeseburgers. She's about a minute and a half behind. I'm going to try to see how she's feeling, and I'll check back in just a minute.
Beautiful. Anytime.
All right, Jimmy. How about, can we pick up Jimmy and find out, is anyone out in the lead car?
Hey, guys, I'm at East End Service Station, and Lance is coming by. He looks pretty good on the run. And I'll get a split between him and second place shortly. But he's looking good, just about to come by me.
All right, so we have Lance Armstrong over by Canegada Ballpark in the Mount Welcome gas station there, heading out the East End towards the Buccaneer Hotel.
Any of our staff people, what is the run again? What is the mileage on the run for the 70.3 Ironman? Does anybody know that right off? I don't have my stats anywhere at the moment. They're wet. My stats got wet.
I have a comment from Mary Beth Ellis.
Okay. We just got that answered. And also, just for those of you that aren't aware, downtown Christiansted, it has started raining again. So anybody who is still on a bike, it does increase a little bit of the slickness in the road. It does change the parameters a bit for the runners, just because there will be running in the rain. I don't think it's enough to affect visibility, however. Go ahead, John.
I just spoke to Mary Beth Ellis, and it's an interesting contrast between her comment and Angela Nate. Mary Beth Ellis had one word, and that was ouch.
Ryan, you hear that?
I did.
It's not just you, babe.
Okay, Kathleen, 13.1 miles is the total distance.
Thank you very, very much for that. So that's what they're going to be into, and soon come, man, we're going to have a 2012 Ironman 70.3 Pro Men and Women's coming in here. This has been absolutely amazing. Does anybody know exactly the time we're into? We started promptly at 6:30 this morning, and I'm looking at 9:20, so it's running, what, about 2:40 at the moment? Is that correct? Something like that? Anybody know?
That's pretty close, but you've got Dave down there, and he should be able to provide you with a more accurate time.
Yeah, okay, we'll get with Dave Ragsdale soon.
We're making...
Dave's working. We're making Dave work. He's up on the stage. But we do have getting wet. Yeah, it's raining down here, but definitely the sprinters are coming in pretty steadily at this point. And the National Guard team, they have had two or three members roll in now as a team. I think that they've had the strongest finish, so that's been really nice to see that. I did see one member from the Seaborne team come in, which is nice. I like to see those corporate teams roll in. And we're going to switch it back over to you, Dave.
Okay, I have some official information, and that is at the end of the bike end. We have leading is Lance Armstrong, and he came in at 2 hours, 22 minutes, 39 seconds, followed by Andy Potts and Stefan Poulat. Now, he's leading Andy Potts by 3.34, and that is, wow, that's pretty good there. So we have another exciting race going on. Again, Lance Armstrong, Andy Potts, Stefan Poulat. So we have two Americans and a Frenchman. And it's going to be an exciting finish because a lot of folks are going to be catching up soon.
And anything can happen still in the men's and women's pro. It is raining, as Kim was saying, a bit. It's not pouring down yet. So far, so good. Amazingly, nobody's moving away from the fences, man. Not now. They fought for these spaces as our girl Sherry, who was out here with her three boys and her husband, she was like, she said, I call him Lancey. Go, Lancey. There's a lot of people cheering Lance Armstrong on. He is an absolute mythical sports figure to me and to many, many people out here. So everybody's really excited to see what's going to shake down with the men's pro and women's pro for the 70.3 Ironman. 24th, man, that's amazing. I can't believe it's 24 years already. And a big up again to Tom Guthrie and his entire crew that have not only kept this going through some difficult times as we again face here, but have grown it every year. That's big kudos to everyone involved with this event.
All right, let's take the check at the conditions and put things into a little bit of perspective. The men's bicycling record, which was set in 2008 by Mario Van Hoekenhakker, and he came in at 2 hours, 19 minutes, 10 seconds. And with the conditions today, Lance came in at 2:48:30. So that's a heck of a difference, and that shows you how things could get slowed down with the slippery conditions and trying to avoid some of the water hazards and stones that are along that road. Still, we're going to have an exciting race. We have Lance Armstrong. We have Andy Potts. We have Stefan Poulat. They are on the road. They are running, and they're heading their way towards the Buccaneer Hotel for an exciting finish. Let's have everyone head downtown. We have a bike end, so let's go through their top nine positions. Lance Armstrong, Andy Potts, Stefan Poulat, as we said, Terry Bozzone from New Zealand, Alessandro De Gasperi from Italy, Oscar Galindez, Argentina, Maxim Kriat, last year's winner from the Ukraine, followed by Andres Castillo from Colorado, and Frederick Van Leeder from Belgium. All right, and that's what we have there. So that gives us our first nine positions for the men as they finish the bike and they are putting out on the road. Okay, here we go. Let's get back to John Harper, maybe. John or Jimmy, are you out there?
This is Jimmy, guys. At the East End Service Station, Lance had about a 2-minute lead on Andy Potts, and I'm now standing at the Buccaneer entrance, and I'll get a split for you. Lance went by a minute ago looking good, and I haven't seen Potts yet.
All right, this is getting exciting. Every 10, 20, 30 seconds that Lance could put on that time is going to give him that little bit of insurance for that the final run.
So one more time, where that position was from where? I'm sorry, I missed it. One more time, please.
All right, Lance had passed Mount Welcome Gas Station in front of Schooner Bay there, and he's still waiting for Andy Potts to come by. And he's got, so Lance has more than a minute at this point.
Okay.
And
okay.
We're waiting for the split time between the two of them.
And that's Jimmy out there, right?
Yes.
Go ahead,
Jimmy.
Jimmy
is out there at the service station by Canandaigua Ballpark.
And Andy Potts and Stefan Poulat have come by 1 minute and 50 seconds behind Lance Armstrong. They're running together.
All right, and there's the answer to the question. Potts and Poulat are running together, and they're a minute and 50 seconds behind Lance Armstrong as they pass Stop and Save and the DC Canandaigua Ballpark out there. So, exciting things are happening. Do we have any more names for our local contestants in this sprint? All right, ladies.
Seems like we
that
got some
would be a no. Sorry. We well, but they're just coming in so fast. I've seen another seat. It's hard for us because we're not right up on the finish line, and so we're not able to see the numbers as they come in. I did see another Seaborn member, a member of the Seaborn team, so we can recognize jerseys if they're wearing jerseys. But as far as being able to tell you who they... And there comes Omer Selchuk just finished. So, yes, another Seaborn member. So if they're wearing identifying jerseys, we can pick them out that way. But if not, we have to turn it over to our other correspondent here to listen in what he has to say, because he's got the list and he's right up there on the finish line.
And most
line.
Definitely we will be catching up with him. Of course, right now all eyes are kind of focused on the Lance Armstrong, Andy Potts, and Fulat contest going on out there. It's quite exciting. It's really a thrilling. It's kind of come down the way that...
John Harper at the top of Larry Hill.
Go ahead.
I'm at the top of Larry Hill. Angela Nath is about to come by. I took a time split again at Southgate. She's about 1:30 ahead of Mary Beth Ellis, and this really does seem like a two-woman race at this point.
About the same split as the men. Amazing.
Right, and there's a little local color here at the top of Larry Hill. There's a sign at the entrance to Bob White's house. It says Bloody Mary into his house, and then Bloody Scary to go down Larry Hill.
You go, Bob White. Love you, baby.
Just about as accurate as can be, definitely. What we're going to do right now, we're going to go for a quick break, and we'll be right back with all of our correspondents out in the field. This is live coverage of the St. Croix 24th Annual Ironman 70.3 Triathlon on number one, aisle 95.
You're hearing live coverage of the 24th Ironman 70.3 Triathlon on number one, aisle 95, and worldwide at viradio.com. From the Big Island of St. Croix in the United States Virgin Islands, home to Buck Island for the best snorkeling and underwater photography.
Hi, my name is William Peel. I'm attending the University of Puget Sound next fall. I began running cross country for Country Day School in 7th grade with my teacher, Teresa Harper. Through cross country, I was introduced to triathlon. I went to Singapore for the Youth Olympics camp and have won the Ironman Sprint for the past 3 years. Thanks to CDS, I've had the opportunity to excel and achieve goals that I never thought I would.
I'm Bill Sinfield, headmaster of Country Day School. By providing children with opportunities to participate in a wide variety of activities, we help to develop the skills that prepare young people to be responsible, contributing citizens. If you're interested in learning more about Country Day, please give us a call at 778-1974.
St. Croix Country Day School. Love to learn.
Here at Leeward Insurance, we know that in these times, everyone is looking for ways to save money. Come in and let us provide you with a quote and see if we can help you reduce your insurance costs. Our friendly agents will search for the most competitive rates and keep you covered for less. Located in Princess Plaza, the staff at Leeward Insurance is here and ready to help. Call 718-6900 or go online to www.leewardinsurance.vi for a free quote today. Come to the Leeward side. We've got you covered.
Waha, that's right, Waha.com. Waha Apps just released their new app, available now at Google Play on Android, the Check Me Out app. Why work with your reflection when you can see yourself as you truly appear? Check Me Out app is a non-reversing image displayer. Right now, Waha.com, Waha on Facebook, Check Me Out MirrorApp.com, and Check Me Out app on Facebook are giving away iPads. Just click like for a chance to win. Become a fan. Yeah, Waha. Two syllables, six A's, and a hashtag if you want to use it on Twitter.
Visit StCroix.com, the island's leading internet destination, welcomes Lance Armstrong and all triathletes, families, supporters, and fans to our island, which Triathlon Magazine calls the magnificently beautiful island of St. Croix. What a wonderful description. And true, St. Croix has everything you'd want in an island sports travel or vacation destination and more. Great beaches and water sports, a wide range of hotels and resorts, golf, fabulous restaurants, and great people. To learn more about St. Croix, America's paradise in the Caribbean, visit us online at visitstcroix.com.
That's BISITSTCROIX.com. At VisitSt.Croix.com, you'll find plenty of information about where to stay, play, eat, and enjoy St. Croix. Plus, webcams, travel videos, a weather center, and the ability to listen to island radio stations. Don't wait. Visit us today. VisitSt.Croix.com, the island's leading internet destination.
Hi, my name is William Peel. I'm attending the University of Puget Sound next fall. I began running cross country for Country Day School in 7th grade with my teacher, Teresa Harper. Through cross country, I was introduced to triathlon. I went to Singapore for the Youth Olympics camp and have won the Ironman Sprint for the past 3 years. Thanks to CDS, I've had the opportunity to excel and achieve goals that I never thought I would.
I'm Bill Sinfield, headmaster of Country Day School. By providing children with opportunities to participate in a wide variety of activities, we help to develop the skills that prepare young people to be responsible, contributing citizens. If you're interested in learning more about Country Day, please give us a call at 778-1974.
St. Croix Country Day School. Love to learn.
Hey, baby, what are we doing for dinner? I want something good, but I don't feel like driving anywhere.
Angry Nate's.
I feel you, lovey. So what are we going to do?
Angry Nate's. Baby, let's go to Angry Nate's. They're open year-round. They've got a bottomless champagne brunch on Sunday and a breathtaking three-course prime rib dinner on Wednesday.
Angry Nate's. On the Christmas Dead Boardwalk, still the happiest place on St. Croix. Open all year long.
The Comanche Mill on the Christian Set Boardwalk is a spot for fun and excitement. This jump up will be one to remember with Johnny Redlocks and a Trio Wee alongside Kiki and the Flaming Gypsies. All you triathletes, come down to the Comanche Mill on the Christian Set Boardwalk and redeem your Carbo Feast dinner vouchers and get a chance to win one of four iPads from the St. Croix Boy Scouts. Then come out Saturday and bring in Cinco de Mayo all day at the mill with $2 tacos, plenty of carbs, and crazy margarita specials. The mill will also be open all day Sunday during the triathlon. Comanche Mill and the Christian Stud Boardwalk is St. Croix's haven for food, fun, and excitement.
And now, back to the race. The 24th Ironman 70.3 Triathlon on number one, Isle 95, and worldwide at viradio.com.
That's right, streaming online, giving you worldwide coverage as well as in your local area. Number one, Isle 95, we are covering the 24th annual St. Croix Ironman 70.3 Triathlon. And it's a big race day, Steve. We got a lot of competitors fighting it out. We got Lance Armstrong in the men's lead right now with Potts and Goulart following behind him.
Yes, they are. Lance has a 1 minute 50 second lead as we timed him over by the Canegada ballpark, and he is making his way to the Buccaneer Hotel. We also heard from John Harper where we have Angela Nath with a full minute lead over Mary Beth Ellis as well. And the race is going to get hot and heavy, and there's a lot of things going on. You could also keep up with Twitter and Facebook, and here's Josh Rames.
Yeah, definitely. Keep up with Twitter and Facebook. Our Twitter is at @Isle_95. We've got constant updates.
And we want
you to give us your feedback.
That's right. Excellent. And you can definitely go up there and post your feedbacks and your updates. Let's go to John Harper right now, dubbed by Larry Hale. Is that where you are right now, John?
See, I'm at Canegada Ballpark, but I think Jimmy has an update he's been waiting to give.
Good. Let's transfer over to Jimmy. Jimmy.
Hey, guys. I'm at the tennis courts inside the Buccaneer Hotel, approximately mile 3 of the line. Lance is still holding steady around a minute 50 seconds. He looks good. Potts and Pilar look good. But I think it's interesting that they haven't taken too much time out of him yet. I'll get another split of the exit of the Buccaneer.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jimmy.
John, can I get a ballpark?
John, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. It's an interesting development. Angela Nath had a flat tire right towards the end of the bike ride. At the top of Lowry Hill, she was riding on a completely flat tire, but she was going to take it in. She had almost a two-minute lead at the top of Lowry Hill, but a completely flat tire.
Oh, wow.
I have not heard an update. I'm waiting here at Canegada Ballpark to see them go by. I'm guessing she'll hold on to most of that lead. It shouldn't slow her down all that much, but Mary Beth will have an opportunity to make up a lip of time.
Well, that's what happens out there. Anything can happen, but that's, Angela, well, we'll see. Could she make it up in the run if she really falls behind by a few minutes, or what do you think, John?
I think she's going to finish on the flat tire, and I think she's going to be okay.
Wow, amazing. We're going to see it.
John, she'll ride that rim all the way into town, huh?
she was riding it over Lowry Hill. I'm sure it was a slippery ride down, but I'm guessing she carried a lead in. I've not heard any developments from the transition area, but I'm guessing she beat Mary Ellen.
Wow, that's incredible.
I'm hoping there's a very strong rim on that bicycle.
2 minute lead at Lowry Hill.
That's what being a pro is all about, for real. Angela, yeah, come on, girl. It's still fun. It's still fun. Come on in, man. But that is, yeah, she's maybe going to be right in the rim. I guess that Angela Nath has a totally flat tire at this point, Dave.
Well, I can imagine anybody who's listening to us on the World Wide Web right now is thinking, you know, they've all ridden a flat tire, and they just sit, you know, a mile, a half a mile, a couple hundred yards. But when you're talking about several miles downhill around turns, it gets pretty tricky. These girls and guys, they handle their bikes very well, but I think the decision is I can't stop. I've got to keep going, so I'm okay going slower, because if she gets off the bike to make the change, it's 3-4 minutes minimum, but she could lose half of that just in the slower progress. So this is why they blow the comp. This is why they blow the horn. This is why they race the race, is determine who's the very best on that day. And these girls are both champs, so
absolutely,
it's long from over.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Dave Ragsdale covering for the event in transition and helping us out tremendously. Another fabulous add to the coverage here today.
I'm wondering if we could get another update from Jimmy. Yeah.
I think he said he was going to...
I'm here, you guys. I'm at the exit of the Buccaneer and waiting on... I'm assuming Lance to come through, followed by Pilat and Potts. Around the tennis courts, again, they still look good. I'm excited for the run, simply because, again, Potts is one of the best in the world, and the gap is holding steady. It's still early in the run. As you guys know, your vocals here, that second lap of the run is super tough, so we've got what looks to be shaping up.
How did Lance look to you, as you know him a little bit, as you've seen him in the run portion of his race so far, Jimmy?
Well, he looked like Lance. He looked like a cyclist running down the road. But he's clipping along pretty good. In fact, he's coming my way right now, so I'll get you guys a split here shortly. But he's running fast, and that's what's important. And Potts and Pilat are also running well. Stand by and I'll get you an update. He's coming our way. Just leaving the Buccaneer. Hold on a second.
Okay, Jimmy, we'll hold on. You go ahead when you're ready there.
All right, let's keep our hopes up for Angela Nath, because she's riding on a rim. And I know there are a lot of bicycle riders on this island. Can you imagine having to ride a couple miles on a rim only? That is dicey riding.
Downhill.
And let's hope that you keep her wits about her.
Coupled with the weather conditions, because those roads are quite wet right now. So I can imagine this is a difficult task.
Oh, there's that little dip in Tide Village.
Go ahead,
too.
Jimmy. Is Jimmy there?
Yeah, Lance came by. Looks great. He's running strong. Just waiting on Potts and Pilat to come around the corner here and leave the Buccaneer. Again, I'm approximately mile 4. I'm assuming it's close to 2 miles. Yep, I see the 2 mile mark. So we're about right at mile 4 of the run.
Okay, great. And you're going to give us that split. We'll just keep your line open there, Jimmy, and go ahead, because it's important at this point in the race to get that split. Everybody's excited.
Well, she's running on a rim and a prayer.
Who was that?
That was Herb.
Let's not go any further with that.
You never give credit for.
Well, this is really... So how much time do we have left here? You're talking about a couple more miles, Jimmy. What is your approximately? What is the approximate time for finishing here?
Okay, hang on here. We've got Potts to separate himself from Pilat, and he's closed down the gap significantly since mile 2. Anyway, it looks like it's going to be about a minute and 25 seconds to Potts.
Okay, so he's closed the gap. He's caught up by about 30 seconds. And so it's a minute and 25-second division between first and second place.
That is right. And Stefan Pilat just came by at a minute and 30 seconds.
Wow.
So it's getting hot out here. Maybe not literally, but the race is certainly heating up. And it's going to be an exciting second lap.
And what are you considering now? You're about 3.5 miles out. So you're considering what for time for finish in the next how many minutes?
I'm guessing they'll be at the turnaround in town in about 12 minutes.
Okay.
10 to 12 minutes.
and then they've got one more lap. I'm bad at math, especially when I'm a little under pressure. But and anyways, I'll try to get a split from the leaders to the fourth and fifth guys here at the exit of the Buccaneer, and then I'll update you on the men's race at the front as soon as I get up there.
And for those of you who've seen the race here a number of years, remember Crowe came in here and just ripped it up 1 year. 1:14.53 was his half marathon time. Split that in half. You're doing 36, 35 minutes a lap, you know, somewhere in that range. So they're probably in the 38 range today, maybe 39.
Beautiful. That's amazing, actually. Huh?
I always try to tell people, you know, when somebody's running just 6 minutes a mile, you go out to the track by the local school, do one loop in 90 seconds. Just one. And then do enough to do a mile, enough to do 13 miles. They get a little tiresome after a while. So these guys are probably going in the 5:20, 5:40 range, depending on who they are, 5 minutes and 40.
Absolutely.
Yeah, fabulous. I can't drive that fast.
No, absolutely not. So Buccaneer that we just heard from Jimmy Riccitiello, that is about 4 miles out. Is that correct, the four-mile mark?
Yeah, at the Buccaneer, you're going to hit 2 miles just as you make that left-hand turn into the property, into the entrance gate. And I think just before you get out of the property, there's a solid 2 miles out there. So, and then that last bit of it is a bit of an off-road section that kind of goes up and around the fitness trail. And there's one little naughty hill that kind of takes you up and then down, and then you're back on what I would call some less hilly, back on hard pavement. But there is some off-road terrain which can kind of make your legs work a little differently. Our pros are very accustomed, some of our age groupers, it's like, oh, really? You're making me do this now? Really?
So what do you think? Can Lance keep the pace up?
Well, this is about one-third in. If he's only lost maybe 15, 20 seconds, maybe even more than that, you know, the first lap for a lot of these, because they kind of have a sense where they are. They're going to see each other at certain turnarounds somewhere. I think that some athletes run strategically. I've seen Crowe do this in races throughout the United States. He's a very strategic runner. Andy Potts may know, and he may have in his little toolkit in his mind, he knows he's the better runner. He just needs to know, when do I start pressing the pace? Because it can be a very strategically timed maneuver, because once you go all the way. So it's timing that increase in pace. He's probably getting some updates by some folks who are out on the course. You're 2 minutes down, you're a minute 20 down, you're a minute 5 down, and so he can get some sense of what's going on with one hole. Go. There's lots of time left.
Thank you so much, Dave. And just so you know, people who are interested, the results for the sprint race are posted. Okay, they're posted up on the wall over here by the scale house, and along the side of the scale house wall. Okay, so you can go by and see how you finished, or how your friends and family finished, which is fantastic.
And we will definitely be getting more of that information out there soon come, as everyone in the whole world out there knows, and of course right here in St. Paul around the Caribbean, we are really just kind of now on hold and waiting for the men's and women's pro. They'll soon be coming in to the finish line for the 24th annual St. Croix Ironman 70.3. Lance Armstrong, of course, gracing the island of St. Croix with his presence, and it has so far been an incredible race, both the men's and the women's, pretty much two and three all the way. So so far this has been really an exciting Ironman 70.3, and we're soon going to be getting some results. I'm amazed.
Now, I understand the runners are going to be coming in here into town, and they're going to make a loop so that we'll have the opportunity to really cheer them on and give them that extra push before they cross the finish line. So we're really expecting everyone out there to cheer them on, no matter where you are in town, and give them that extra boost, especially as they start to get tired.
And we really have a nice shout out today. Give yourself a big up, man. You guys have braved the weather and come out and really, really made this event so super special. All around the world is listening today. So thank you for coming out. The top pro men and women will be coming in very, very soon, in case you just joined us here. So get ready to cheer with all you got.
Thank you, Kathleen. That's right. And in case you just joined us, we are streaming this online at www.isle95.com. Let's head back out in the field with John Harper, keeping an eye on the women. John.
I'm actually keeping an eye on the women as well as the men at some point.
Tell us a little bit.
Followers are about a minute and 15 behind as of Tide Village as they came by. Both Andy Potts and Stefan Poulat are close together.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Again, some of the men on your view too. All right, let me kick it over to Jimmy Riccatello right now. Jimmy, what are you seeing on your side? I think Jimmy's over by the Buccaneer.
I'm at the mile one on the way out, approximately mile five on the way back in. It's the base of the hill headed towards town. Lance is looking predictably tired, but just like everybody else, Andy Potts and Stefan Poulat are about to come by. I'll get you guys a split. Potts was, like I said, a minute 22 back at the Buccaneer. Stand by. Potts is coming up the hill here looking good. Hold on.
Thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy, let me ask you something quick before you give us those times. I mean, you've trained athletes for this, and at this point in the race, at that marker, I mean, what's going through the head of an athlete when they're that much closer to getting to the finish line?
You know, right now I think these guys are focused on lap two, and that's where this race is made or broken. And again, Potts, you know, is the master. The guy's probably arguably the best half Ironman athlete in the world. And he knows what he's doing. And, you know, I think right now they're thinking about lap two. It's starting to get hot. It's super humid. The gaps are small, but this is a tough run course and a strong runner like Lance.
Definitely, yes. If I was Potts, I would be definitely strategizing as how am I going to catch up to this guy and prove that I am the number one triathlete. Let's head over to the transition area right now with Kim Jones and Kathleen McManus. Ladies, how is it going down there? Is the excitement getting up?
Absolutely, I would say, man. There's a lot of people a little quiet right now, I think. How's everybody doing, man? Make some noise! Yeah, see?
Leave it to Kathleen to get people riled up.
No, I'm not.
Amazing,
well, I just want to make sure that people don't think that I'm just pretending that there's a bunch of people out there. You know, I do that a lot, but this is a fabulous crowd. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, somebody was asking earlier, where are the women, and are they running? Are they still on the bikes? What is the status with the women? So, John, could you tell us what's going on with the women in the race right now?
I can give you a better update in a few minutes, but I saw Mary Beth Ellis go out. I believe that Angela May still has the lead, but I'm going to catch up to him in just a minute, and I'll be able to let you know. Nina Kraft just came into town, and another pro, Jenny Fletcher, just came into town. So it's still a two-woman race, I believe, between Angela Nath and Mary Beth Ellis.
So Angela is still out there on her bike with the rim, right? Is that what he's saying?
No, I believe Angela made it to the finish, but I'm going to find out in just a few minutes.
Beautiful.
Okay. That's it. We assumed that some of the women were already on the run, but we weren't sure, so we wanted to check.
Mary Beth Ellis has just gone in the Buccaneer a few minutes ago, and I'm just trying to find Angela Nays on the course.
Okay. Thank you, John.
John Harper.
Okay, Jimmy, can we check with you as to your status with the leaders in the men's fleet?
Yeah. Kathleen, I'm going to park here at mile 7 of the run and let you guys get a time split at the turnaround. What I was saying before is it's super important to note that, you know, this is a strong person's course, and a strong runner like Lance has a chance against a speedy and strong guy like Potts. So, again, a minute is a super tight gap, but we could see that play out to an exciting finish here on lap two.
So, Poulet, what are the is Poulet a strong runner as well? I know nothing actually about him. Is he a stronger runner as Potts, or... What is the deal with him, Jimmy?
Poulat is, I'm not totally sure of his history, but he was mostly an ITU guy, which means he should be a pretty fast runner. He's obviously a great swimmer. He's done well in the 70.3 races that I followed his results on, and he's losing time to Potts, though. I'm not sure, to be honest. I haven't written down the splits. I think he's holding steady to Lance, or his, certainly the gap is coming down quicker than it was. Coming down quicker now than it. Slower now than.
Okay, got you. All right.
In other words, I think Pilates stabilizing relative to Lance and
okay.
Closing the gap.
All right, man. Sounds pretty exciting. And soon come, they're going to be taking their turn. Right here in downtown Christiansted. Does the turnaround happen where? Up by the bike. Okay. Dave knows everything. Dave Ragsdale has been here Give it up for Dave, man. There's some crowd noise for this fabulous man. Give it up for Dave Ragsdale. He's been helping us out with the coverage. I think he is wonderful with his cat fight stuff and really funny, as well as very, very informed reporting on the triathlon. So what? Dave, well, we've been out here a while.
We're okay.
I'm okay. You know, I got to give a shout out to my buddy Tom Zebart, who's been your announcer here for so many years. Tom's out working in St. George, Utah, with the voice of Iron Man, Mike Riley. I hope he's listening on the web, Tom, if you're out there. Get back to work and go do something, would you? Turn around just past company. They'll make a loop around, head back out again. So if you want to catch a glimpse of our leaders, head up towards where our sprinters are making that left on company. And then the second time around, they'll come in, they'll make the left-hand turn. They'll think they have a finish, but they've got about 1K down to Prince, down to King, and finally the finish will be in line. I think what Jimmy is setting up is we've got to give Andy Potts true cred. This guy is a world champion. Yeah. He's won world championship 70.3. He won earlier this year in Oceanside out in California at this same distance. Led at the start, led off the swim, led out the bike, led all the way through the run. So he did basically what they call a time trial. He led the whole way through. He's got all the goods. He was an All-American swimmer in Michigan. He is a high-level runner, and he is a winner. And that's the most important thing, is he knows how to win.
Absolutely, and I think the first person who would give it up to him is Lance Armstrong. But the point being also, and Jimmy, not to take away from, you know, our kudos to Lance and our big ups to Lance, it comes because he is a legend. And I don't think there's, you know, anything wrong. Of course, we know all of these athletes out here, and Andy Potts, absolutely one of the top in the world, and we will hear from him all year this year, no doubt. It's just a thrill that Lance is here, and it's amazing he's doing well.
And I'm gonna interrupt for just a second, because we just had a sprint couple finish, Jeff and Kelly Clinton, who are a married couple, who did the entire race together and finished together. And I think what we say is a couple that races together stays together. So congratulations to
them.
Yeah,
big up, man. That is beautiful. Beautiful, a big up.
All right, I have some results from the women's bike race, and leading in was at 3 hours 9 minutes 25 seconds. Angela Nath of Canada, and she has a 1:58 lead over Mary Beth Ellis.
Wow.
Followed by Nina Kraft, who is 11 minutes behind, and Tamara Kuzelina of the Ukraine, who is 13.49 seconds behind. So again, we're looking at a two-woman race for the title, and we have a 30-year-old and a 35-year-old, and we're still looking at the men with a couple 40-year-olds and a 35-year-old. So
that's been amazing.
Like I
actually
said, this is a testament to the conditioning a lot of people go through.
That's right, and we got to give a big up to Cage and Chris, who finished the sprint triathlon.
Come and yes. Talk to us, man. No. don't fall down there.
It's a bucket list, Kim. That's all I can say, a bucket list.
It's a bucket list?
Thank God it's over. My friend had talked me into it. Me and him are going to have a long talk tonight.
There's going to be beer involved?
Yeah, I'll actually train next year. I see what everybody means about it. But, no, the people of St. Croix were great, cheering us on and everything. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you for doing it. Thanks a lot. Bucket list. There you go. Thank you.
Beautiful job, baby.
All right.
No, don't fall down there.
No. Someone get that man a beer. Yeah, an American beer. That's what he wants.
So where are we? We should be close to the first turnaround for the
I think so.
I
see everyone lining up there, and I want to check in with Jimmy.
I do, too.
Okay.
Jimmy, can we check in with you?
The girls want to check in with you.
Absolutely. I am at mile 7 waiting for the leaders to come through, and I haven't heard on the radio what happened at the turnaround. But as soon as I see the leaders, I'll let you guys know.
I have information at the turnaround, Jimmy, and Lance Armstrong at the end of the first loop of the run. Armstrong is holding a 1 minute lead over Potts.
Wow.
And a 1 minute and 30 second lead over Stefan Pulat. So there we go. Lance and the boys. Lance, they're all heading outside of town trying to finish up that second lap, so you get to see him again.
I'm at mile 7, and Lance is coming towards me. He's running downhill, looks strong.
Wow.
He's passing some A troopers on lap 1, and I'll get a split to Potts. So I'm a mile from the turnaround, headed towards the Buccaneer.
So we're about 6 miles out from the end of the race at this point. Lance, it looks like Potts may be closing in. He's closing the gap a bit on Lance's lead. Is that right?
That's what it sounds like from here. And Andy Potts just might be lying in wait and just hanging out and staying well within striking distance. So it's still going to be a very, very, very exciting race.
Go, Jimmy.
Potts is coming towards me. It's going to be less than a minute, but not much.
Okay.
And, you know, if you do the math, maybe he's got to make up 10 seconds a mile, which, assuming Lance stays strong, it's not easy to do on this course. And it's also now harder to see the people in front of you because the pros mingle with the age groupers.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy, I didn't catch that. What now, babe?
Well, it's harder for the chasing guys to see their prey, if you will, because the everyone mingles together. The pros are mixing in with lap one people.
Okay.
So it's here comes Poulat. Potts is 40 seconds back. Poulat is 57 seconds back. So the gap from Potts to Armstrong is stabilizing. Potts continues to claw his way back towards Lance.
All right, man. Thank you so much, Jimmy. And we'll just be relying on you as it gets closer to the finish line to give us whatever positions you got out there for the men's pros. John Harper, where are you? Are you out there?
Inside the Buccaneer property, I'm on the top of what some people call the Mini Beast. It is a brutally short and very steep hill here inside the Buccaneer.
Yeah, you want to jump in. You always jump in.
And Angela Nath is going to be coming up here soon, I think. I'd like to mention that Edgardo Velez, I believe is his name, number 222 from Puerto Rico, is just climbing the hill at this point. Again, doing the region very proud. Velez from Puerto Rico is just approaching me.
Beautiful, man. I'm telling you, the Puerto Ricans did really, really, really well in the sprint portion of the program, man. That's fantastic, as well as the pros. They've really come a long way with the sport in Puerto Rico, I think.
Edgardo Velez would like to give kudos to the crowd. He said we've got a great crowd here in St. Croix.
Oh, that's
we
great.
Love you too, baby. Go, baby.
If I may add one little sidelight, Charlie Lockwood of Nichols Newman, Logan Gray is either having a superior race or he took a long turn. I just passed him just a few minutes ago.
Well, he's a lawyer. We may never find out for sure. Depends on how good the defense is.
Okay,
what do we got now?
Tom Zeebart's listening. He just heard us call him out and said thanks for the shout-out.
Yeah,
so
I can tell you for a fact, Tom worked all day yesterday at Ironman St. George, and despite that, he's up early. Tom, come on, go find something to do. Go knock down some barricades or pick up some cones, would you?
You know, Tom, you could call in. We could give you the number. You could dial in. See, we already gave you the number. You could dial in and be on the air and join the broadcast right now. Oh, my goodness. So let's check back with Jimmy.
The top runners should be where now? Somewhere.
It's very close. I'm seeing lights. Oh, that's just from the ambulance. Jimmy, where are you now?
I'm at approximately mile, I'm going to call it 7.5 to 8. Potts is closing the gap. He may be able to see Lance. He may have him in his sights. Lance is still looking decent. And, again, you know, he's up against one of the best in the business, so it's going to be good. And I'm going to try to stick around here and catch the catch if it happens, keep you guys updated a little bit more on the race as it happens.
Now, you're on a bike right now, are you not?
I am on a bike, yes.
You are amazing. We love you.
So you're reporting from a bicycle, and so you're my hero. I drove a boat. I didn't ride it. I mean, I didn't swim, you know.
All right, then.
The race. We're at the stage of the race where we're on the second loop of the run, and now we're having more traffic come into view. So when you're running, you may not be able to see that person in front of you, and having a visual connection oftentimes gets you that extra juices flowing and just get you going to catch up. So we're in a bit of a crowded condition, and I think that as John Harper said, the mini beast inside of the Buccaneer is going to be where the race is won or lost.
Speaking of the mini beast, John Harper from the Buccaneer, Angela Nath is just climbing the hill inside the Buccaneer.
All right, so we have Angela Nath, and then we're looking for Mary Beth to be shortly behind her, John?
I will get a time slip on Mary Beth when I see her, and I'll call back in when I see her.
All right, so it looks like it's Angela Nath's race to win. She's going to try and walk away with it. The men are running a little bit tighter. They're running a lot tighter. And I still believe that mini beast, the mini hill there in the Buccaneer is going to be where that men's race is going to be won or lost. Brian?
It definitely is. And we're going to get to that just in a moment. We're going to take a quick break. And then we're going to come right back with all our race results. We're going to hit Jimmy out there. We're going to also hit John Harper as soon as we get back. This is live coverage of the St. Croix Ironman 70.3 Triathlon on number one, Isle 95.
You're hearing live coverage of the 24th Ironman 70.3 Triathlon on number one, Isle 95, and worldwide at viradio.com. From the Big Island of St. Croix in the United States Virgin Islands, home to Buck Island for the best snorkeling and underwater photography.